All right. Well, we're going to kind of continue in the vein of economic development by revisiting our friends at the Community Economic Development Fund here in Connecticut, over there in Meriden. We're pleased to have Karen Makarowski with us. She's VP and CFO of that organization. Tomorrow, as this broadcasts on Sunday, is National Nonprofit Day. So we're going to, in effect, be celebrating that by talking with this organization about how they're supporting nonprofits. And then we're going to talk to one of their clients who's actually working at advising nonprofits as well as municipalities and other agencies, thanks in great part to the education and support she's gotten from CEDF. So we're going to get into all that conversation, but we want to remind you about another really worthy nonprofit organization down here in Fairfield County. I'm talking about the Connecticut Housing Partners. CHP is inviting community members, business leaders, elected officials, and housing advocates to help unlock opportunity for Connecticut families during its second annual Key Campaign Dinner and Raffle on Tuesday, September 29th at Jacob's Pickles in Norwalk. Every dollar raised helps CHP continue making home happen by developing, preserving, and managing quality, affordable homes across the state. For tickets, sponsorship opportunities, or to just make a donation, you can go to cthousingpartners.org. All right, Karen, thanks for joining us this morning, and really appreciate you taking the time today. You've got quite an impressive bio, but just to kind of conversationally help our listeners get to know you a little bit better, give us a little bit of a snapshot of the roadmap of your career development up to serving in this important role at CEDF.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having us. We're very excited about Nonprofit Day. As a nonprofit ourselves, we really try to focus in on the good that everyone does. So for myself, I have worked in the nonprofit sector and with mission-driven organizations for 30 years. So I've tried everything, and my stronger background is in finance and operations and governance. And it allows me to have spent some meaningful time having an impact on the community, but also in helping nonprofits be more efficient businesses and be able to contribute back to their missions.
Well, that's great. In terms of, do you live in the greater Meriden area, or are you a far flung commuter?
Oh, I'm actually right in Plainville, so it's a nice short commute. I've always worked within kind of the Hartford and Meriden area and spent a bit of my time in Western Mass. So I worked for foundations, the United Ways, associations, and economic development organizations, always focused in on how can we improve the community, help individuals and families.
Sort of human service by economic sustainability in a way, right?
Very well said,
Yeah. So CEDF, for folks who may not be familiar with it and maybe should be, you're something labeled as a CDFI. What's that?
Yes, well, that's a community development financial institution. They typically are certified by the U.S. Treasury, and we're a mission-driven lender. So CDFIs are mission-driven lenders. They expand kind of access to capital for borrowers, for-profits and nonprofits, small businesses, and for housing development across the nation. And they typically serve individuals and organizations that can't quite get a bank loan or are not fully served by traditional financing.
Yeah, over my 34 years here on this program, you guys have been guests many, many times in your 30 years serving Connecticut. You guys have really kind of stayed ahead of the curve in terms of innovation, or at least being right on that cutting edge of the types of changes that can help make or break a business. You guys adapt and make programs, education, and outreach happen over there. I have to say, I sat in on a webinar that you guys hosted a few days ago. Very, very topical and interesting about new labor laws in Connecticut. And I have to really compliment you and your staff for their great work.
Well, thank you. We're very proud of the work we do. And we've realized that after 30 years of serving small businesses and nonprofits, that the key is not just flexible loans, but it's making sure that they have business education as well as hands-on coaching at no cost to them so they can build either their organization or their mission.
Right. As somebody who also comes from like a United Way agency, you're very aware that throwing money at the problem without the necessary support is critical. And you guys not only provide education that's just as good for folks just dipping their toe into the small business world as it is for people who are really long established in the business community. But I think the real key comes down to that one-on-one coaching that you provide.
I agree. I think business education is the start. It's a way that we can reach a group of individuals interested in a topic to be able to have them dig a little bit deep, establish their knowledge base, and then that coaching builds on that. It's how do you apply that knowledge you just learned to your actual organization? How do you recognize areas that you have opportunities to grow? And also, how do you identify those risks? Because those risks are essentially what can what can take down a small business and a nonprofit. And that's why we provide the business advice. We try to prevent all of those negative occurrences from happening. And education and mixed with the coaching seems to be the path that we have taken and been strong in.
Yeah, the great formula for success. Well, here we are poised on National Nonprofit Day Eve. And we want to change the conversation toward a nonprofit because people may be wondering at this point, why is there a business support organization that does education and coaching talking about nonprofits? Why would a nonprofit need a loan when it really kind of is meant to and built to survive on grants and donations?
That is a great question. The thing is, nonprofits are businesses, first and foremost, and they have the same financial needs a small business does. So they need to operate efficiently and manage their cash flows, invest in their growth, and build enough financial strength to reinvest in their missions. Small businesses use capital to grow and stabilize and purchase equipment or property and manage timing gaps. So nonprofits can use capital in the same exact way. For example, a nonprofit might be awarded a large grant, either from a federal or state source or even a foundation, but it's typically structured as a reimbursement after you spend the expenses. So in order to get started to build that program, you need to be able to invest in payroll and program services and operating costs. And it could be 6 months before you see that money, sometimes even longer. So loans help nonprofits really bridge that gap between their grant plans and executing on them.
Hmm.
They also, if you look at what can a for-profit do with a line of credit, well, a nonprofit can do the same thing. They can use that line of credit to pay those expenses and then pay down the loan when they receive the grant and then continue to do the same thing. If you have a 3-year grant or even a 1-year grant, that line of credit is going to be your lifeline because you don't have to go and sell your assets you're holding, whether they're in your endowment or investments, or worry about the cash flows coming in from earned income. You can manage your cash flow in a very prudent way.
Forgive me, I was doing a couple of adjustments here, and you may have touched upon it, but a lot of grants also come with kind of what you might describe as a liability, a matching requirement. Can the funding through CEDF also be used as provide that matching funding so that an organization might be able to utilize a much larger grant?
100%. I'll give you an example. We have a large daycare that needed to match their dollar-to-dollar to their federal grant, and were raising funds to match them, but they were still a time gap between being able to match them with philanthropic dollars. So they utilized a loan from CEDF. They were able to match and then obtain that grant source and start their initiative. And eventually they were able to raise half of that money to pay back down that loan. And now they just have a operating cost that's pretty steady for them. it's a great opportunity for organizations that understand how to use debt. And that's what we're here for, is how can a to be able to work with a nonprofit so that they understand how to use the capital to grow their organization or stabilize it.
Well, in our next segment, in the second part of this special report, we're going to be talking with Divine Strategic Solutions and Takia. So we're going to hear a little bit about her journey. But could you provide us an example of a nonprofit partnership that you engaged in as a financial supporter that your organization is really proud of, or who has really gotten a huge amount of traction as a result of the seed that was planted with a CEDF loan?
Absolutely. I'm not going to mention the names, but we have a very large museum that was that's in the throes of a capital campaign. And they have a great strategic plan. They're working with their fundraising team to raise the funds. But they absolutely need to build out on their infrastructure and their facility. So a loan from us allowed them to start the process, and they have committed payments down when they receive in their capital campaign dollars. We don't have a prepayment penalty, so they're using it exactly the way they need to be. Is they're projecting out their capital campaign when they expect to be able to see the donations or the cash on those pledges come in, and they're planning their payment process, and sometimes they're looking at re-amortizing the loan or just continuing on the same path so as not to not to mess with the cash flows. And we have another nonprofit that had some severe damage to their roof, and it's an educational residential school. And they needed to be able to repair that roof prior to the kids coming back to school in September. And so through a loan from us, they were able to do so. And also through business advice and some of our other borrowers that consult on grant writing, we combined the two, and they've been able to really raise the dollars to pay back that loan.
Great. Well, as we close out our conversation in the last 3 or 4 minutes that we have with you, Karen, could you let us know why nonprofits are sometimes hesitant to use debt, and why nonprofit leaders should really consider borrowing, and how CEDF can help them?
Oh, sure. That's a good question. It's often a question that I think many nonprofit leaders question. Nonprofits, they typically believe that responsible management means avoiding debt. And sometimes being too cautious can limit the organization's ability to grow or respond to opportunities. They may also not realize that there are other funding institutions or financing institutions other than traditional banks like CDFIs. You know, other CDFIs like CEDF have worked alongside with nonprofits to help them manage that cash flow, invest in their facilities and equipment, and support their sustainable growth. But debt is not the right fit for every nonprofit, just as it's not the right fit for every small business. But it is a very important financial strategy that nonprofit leaders and boards should understand and thoroughly evaluate rather than automatically ruling it out.
Okay. So the door is open to nonprofit leaders to talk with CEDF. It may not be the right fit, but if it is, it's a fantastic way to leverage debt to the most positive outcome.
I absolutely agree with that statement full-heartedly. I think if the conversation is necessary, I would encourage nonprofit leaders to just start that conversation early when they're evaluating a large grant opportunity or planning a new program, beginning a multi-year campaign for buying a building or a major piece of equipment. It's that conversation that helps them determine how to maybe mix their debt along with philanthropic dollars, as well as earned income. Often a nonprofit will be building a program which will effectively increase their earned income, but they can't see the earned income until they're able to, spend the dollars that are necessary to build that program. So that conversation, we are here for that conversation. We understand nonprofits. We're a nonprofit. So we have, kind of the best interest in mind, and they just need to be informed so they can make the decision that's best for them.
Great. Great conversation. Karen Makarowski is the Vice President and CFO for the Community Economic Development Fund. You may have heard of them as CEDF. They are there for you, and any questions you might want to formulate to ask them, or any access to their programs and education and one-on-one coaching starts with a visit to their website, cedf.com. We're going to pick up on part two of our special report focusing on National Nonprofit Day coming up next. But in the meantime, Karen, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, John. Been my pleasure.